You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, Crystal, always a pleasure to talk to you. Let's look at what's happening on the continent in South Sudan. Rebel leader Riek Machar returns after a long time. There's that peace accord finally in Juba.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So his return, of course, he says, signaled that he's serious about peace. So the two leaders put on a very brave face yesterday, and the peace event was attended by quite a strong regional leadership. We can look at President of Uganda, we say President of Kenya, and of course the new female President of Ethiopia also attended the ceremony. So the two leaders had signed this revitalized peace deal in September, ending the five-year civil war. But of course, on the ground, things have not been filtered through, and that message certainly hasn't arrived, especially after the UN's World Food Program indicated they're unable to deliver food because of factions still fighting out. But of course now Machar, he's been in exile and he was in South Africa for a few years. He's now one of the five new vice presidents under the transitional government of national unity. He led a small delegation and didn't bring his own security despite concerns for his safety, but it does signal that he's trusting President Salva Kiir to keep him safe. And so Machar said if peace has to be implemented, all the leaders, especially Kiir and Machar, they have to trust each other, and that message has to go to their troops in different parts of the country to ensure that this fragile peace agreement holds, because of course it's been criticized for its slow implementation and different missed deadlines, including those ceasefire violations. So organizations welcome the peace celebration for Ghani. They say it's a critical first step to building the confidence that's needed to ensure that there's a realistic peace process in the country.
Yeah.
They've called on government to release all political prisoners. Of course, there's a long list of things to do, but I think for now, the kiss and makeup game has to be welcomed for now, Bongani.
In whatever form it comes. Now, DRC, there's a worrying one. December is when, of course, they're expected to go to the polls. That's just next month. The EU saying they're not quite ready and they're considering sanctions against key Kabila allies.
Yes, in fact, the EU is set to renew those sanctions in December. Currently, people are already under sanctions, and it includes that presidential candidate, Emmanuel Chadwa, which, of course, is Kabila's chosen person. They are currently under international sanctions, so it means no traveling, the assets have been frozen, and, of course, they cannot travel. So, of course, Kabila is dismissing it, saying that, look, they are going to organize this, this election without the help of anyone. They can do it. They have the money. And the opposition, of course, has entered the fray saying that they don't believe that the country can organize an election. They need some outside help because the country is about 2.3 million square kilometers, making it the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa. And they simply feel that the international community's help is needed. Of course, a new poll, Bongani, polls are not very often done in Congo. 64% of Congolese do not trust the election commission to conduct a free and fair election. And also the poll conducted by the Congo Research Group says the opposition's Felix Tshisekedi is leading at the moment, and he received 36% of the support from people that thinks he could be the next leader ahead of Kabila's chosen person, Chadwa, who only polled at 16%.
Yeah.
So we do see that poll was held across all 26 provinces, and we do see now that the opposition are saying that they're talking and they're going to back one candidate to ensure they can maximize their chances.
All right, we'll leave it there. Crystal Alderson with the Africa Report. It's a really worrying one. The DRC just doesn't seem anywhere near a solution to problems that have been there for a really long time. They're scheduled to go to the polls, 22nd of December. That doesn't seem like it's going to go as well as could be expected.